This is an ABC podcast.
Australia's landmark ban on people under 16 using social media begins next month. It's the first time any government in the world has taken such a step to shield children from social media, especially those online predators who use the platforms. But is the new law really comprehensive? Are there holes in it? Melinda Tankard-Reist heads the advocacy group Collective Shout. She's also a member of the federal government's stakeholder advisory panel. Melinda, welcome. Are there holes in the law? Is it comprehensive enough?
This isn't about denying children access to social media. It's really about stopping social media's access to children. For years, we have been documenting big tech companies acting like rogue states. We have documented how these mega corporations facilitate and enable predatory and grooming behaviours, sexualisation, eroticisation, sexual harassment directed at minors, how the platforms have acted as gateways to pornography and commercially mediated the abuse of children and haven't been transparent or accountable. So we need governments to step in and provide this layer of protection between children and sexual predators, groomers, scammers, and cyber bullies. So yes, we welcome the move. You know, for too long, the vested interests of the big tech bros have been put before the welfare of children, and it's time to stop that.
And you've made actually a powerful enemy, and I'll ask you about that in a moment. But yes, you have been campaigning for many years against the predatory elements of the online world. Just remind us, without being too explicit, but just remind us of what you saw on social media, which is the subject of this restriction, that raised your concern.
Well, at Collective Shout, we were documenting for years the way the world's biggest tech corporations were allowing and facilitating predation and exploitation, abuse, grooming and trafficking, body hatred, mental health decline. We actually documented, for example, that Instagram was essentially a predator's playground. Predators were grooming children on that platform, engaging them in chats, engaging them in live streamed videos. And Meta did nothing about it. Meta, the parent company of Instagram. We've been following the online grooming of children for years. We have documented how children are mostly introduced to pornography through social media. We've demonstrated that these platforms are inherently unsafe. They are run by harmful industries that have not cared about the well-being of children. We have new evidence that's just come out as a result of a lawsuit representing 1,800 plaintiffs against Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, and YouTube in the US that found that millions of adult strangers were contacting minors on its sites, that its products exacerbated mental health issues in teens, and that content relating to eating disorders, suicide, and child sexual abuse was frequently detected, yet rarely removed. They knew what was going on, but they did it anyway because more usage meant more profits from the company. These companies were pursuing a strategy of growth at all costs and ignoring the impact of their products on children's well-being. Dramatic increase in self-harm in girls, for example.
Yeah, I was going to say, Melinda, I mean, you do a lot of workshops in secondary schools, particularly with young women. What was the result of their constant exposure to social media, particularly when it came to how they thought of themselves?
Making them hate themselves, increases in anxiety, depression, self-harm. Self-harm in 10 to 14-year-old girls increased by 189% since they had access to devices and social media. They're always comparing themselves to the highly photoshopped and perfected images of women that they see. But I help girls to understand that this is how the algorithms work. It's by design. For example, a girl only needs to watch a couple of seconds of a TikTok video like Fitspo, Thinspo, My Day on a Plate, skinny talk, if they just watch a few seconds, they don't even have to like it or comment on it. They will be bombarded with that similar content. That's the way the algorithms work. It's by design. They're seeing Instagram influencers every day in their feeds. There's about 500,000 of them. And the research shows that only 10 to 15 minutes exposure causes a girl's mood to go down. And that's because the Instagram influencer needs to sell products. That's how they make their money.
Mm. There's one platform, I believe, that you are still worried about. I don't think it's included in this new social media age restriction. I think it's called Roblox. What is that?
Well, Roblox is a very popular gaming platform for children, being used to approach children, to groom them. Roblox has been called out quite significantly in the last year for facilitating predation, large volumes of predators on that platform. But, you know, it's not just one platform. You know, there's no safe platform for children because the platforms haven't cared. They have put their profits above the well-being, especially of children. Finally, they're being exposed for that. But there needs to be real penalties against them. They would rather pay the fines than actually change the way that they operate. It's cheaper for them to pay the fines. They need, you know, meaningful penalties, and they need to be forced to implement a digital duty of care so that we're not playing, you know, whack-a-mole every day.
Yeah, I've read data where children are spending up to 2.5 hours a day on these gaming platforms. Why are they not included in the social media restrictions?
Unfortunately, some of the platforms argued that they weren't technically social media, but we argued that if they operate like social media, they should be included in the ban. However, some other platforms have been recently added, such as Twitch, but we will continue to push for an expansion of the age of access and who gets included. You know, the world is looking at Australia now. This is a pioneering laws designed to keep social media companies from preying on children for their own profits and enabling grooming and sexualized bullying and image-based sexual abuse and porn. We think that these other big tech corporations should be put on notice.
I mean, I've got to say, though, you're not afraid to pick a fight. I noticed that the world's second richest man, Elon Musk, joined an attack on you because you campaigned to have two gaming platforms. I think they're called Steam and itch.io, remove certain content. You know, a gaming platform, people might think it's, you know, space invaders. Not what you found. What did you find?
Oh, we found thousands of rape and incest and sexual torture games being accessible to any ages. These are 3D simulation games, highly realistic. We believe that these gaming platforms were normalising rape and incest as entertainment and were contributing to real-world, real-life violence against women and girls. So we took on those platforms through the credit card and payment gateways, which were profiting from facilitating their transactions. As a result, we have been subjected to an almost four-month-long campaign of misogynist cyber terror with rape and death threats, murder threats, being turned into porn, being sent child sexual exploitation material, threats against our families, being doxxed, being sexually harassed. We have withstood that for the last 4 months, but they won't stop us. You know, we're seasoned campaigners and we'll keep going. We're celebrating our 42nd victory this year. This is a record number of wins. We're not going anywhere, and we'll keep campaigning for a world free of sexploitation.
Good to speak to you again. Melinda Tankard-Reist, she's the Movement Director at Collective Shout, a women and girls advocacy group. Melinda was also a member of the Stakeholder Advisory Board, which advised the government over its trial of age verification and age limits. Thank you very much for coming back to the program, Melinda.
Thanks so much for having me once again, Andrew.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.